Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a woman who police say killed her three young children in Reseda is now talking about how she did it and why, while questions continue to swirl about why social workers did not remove the children from her care after the father repeatedly raised issues about her mental health. The latest live this morning from KNX 1070's John Baird.
The mother was involved in a bitter custody battle with the kid's father. She said the kids were being tortured and abused, and basically she wanted to put an end to it. Liliana Carrillo was asked how she killed the toddlers, ages 2 and 3 and 6 months.
I drowned them.
Carrillo claims the kid's dad, Eric Denton, was part of a pedophile ring and that she tried to turn over evidence to authorities, but nothing happened and the kids were going to be turned over to their dad. Did she regret killing them?
It's not the same thing. Obviously, I wish I didn't have to, but I'm glad that they're not going to suffer.
Still, the kid's dad wrote in an emergency order to try to gain custody of the kids that the mom's mental condition began to deteriorate after the second child's birth when she showed signs of postpartum depression. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
After a standoff that lasted hours, a murder suspect was arrested near Gorman. The police say he stabbed his wife to death in their home near Santa Clarita. She was found yesterday morning, later died at the hospital. Reporter Nicole Comstock says the husband was estranged, lived in Washington State, and according to a friend, there had been a restraining order against him.
Friends identify the mother of three in her 30s as Michelle Dorsey. They say she was also an amazing daughter, sister, and friend, that she was worried about James Dorsey, but no one imagined he'd take her life.
She made what we call a dying declaration and identified her estranged husband as the person who had gone into the house and attacked her and stabbed her.
The suspect was taken into custody without incident. A GoFundMe page has been set up for their three children.
So Universal Studios reopens today for all in-state residents, but it's the usual deal with these theme parks now. You got to get your tickets online first and make a reservation due to capacity limits. Annual and season pass holders were given a special sneak peek yesterday.
A bill that would protect nursing home residents from eviction and transfer during the pandemic has passed the Assembly's Health Committee. This bill would prevent licensed senior residential care facilities from terminating, transferring, or significantly altering their services while the state is in a state of emergency. The Assemblyman Miguel Santiago represents parts of downtown and East LA, co-author.
We have close to 70 seniors who are being kicked out of their residence now simply because this facility wants to do this for other motives and reasons. There's no reason why they should not be able to wait till at least this COVID crisis is over.
Santiago says, in fact, that a facility in his district that houses about 70 residents is set to close and move those seniors in order to turn that building into an apartment complex.
A lot of questions these days about when we will reach herd immunity, and they've been talking about that in Riverside County, saying they could reach it there in a matter of weeks. This is according to public health officials that say if the pace continues for vaccines, it could happen before June 15th, which is when California is aiming at fully reopening its economy.
City of LA hit a milestone, administering over 1 million vaccine doses. The mayor says it's a critical moment, and he says, and this is his quote, "Now's the time to double down and get vaccinated as soon as possible." They are pushing for equity with the shots, and at this point, about 67% of those vaccinated have identified as people of color. The city's vaccination program also working to reach vulnerable communities that include complimentary rides through Uber and Lyft. The median age of those who've been inoculated is about 52 and is split among men and women. An organization set up after the 84 Olympics is stepping up to fund community and youth sports programs and get young people active again after the pandemic.
The group LA 84 is donating $960,000 to 10 differing youth foundations in areas from East LA to Fullerton, the San Gabriel, and San Fernando Valleys. Nolan Ortiz, director of grants and programs, says the group's funding helped foundations survive the COVID shutdown.
We've been trying to work with them as best we can over the course of the pandemic to try to help, you know, help provide them the support they need to maintain and continue to remain active and working with the community.
The funding now for sports ranging from basketball to archery, equestrian skills, martial arts, youth golf, and soccer will not only pay for staffing, but will allow the foundations to refurbish outdoor locations in time for young people to take the field once again. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.